那些then those powers, they can fly, or you know, like a bird, they fly. Like the bird in the fly, they say, so I haven't power to fly, or this, the middle powers, like magician, middle powers. those common cities, there's eight common cities where it takes many, many months, to walk, to go, to travel, then. You can go to, it takes one few hours, you examine this, quick walking power, clairvoyance or all these powers, concentration that you can, can last for eons, undisturbed, even big drum is beaten, even big drum is beaten, not beaten with his tooth, beaten, not so big drum, even big drum beaten, in the front of the ear, the concentration cannot be disturbed. So these things, this kind of powers we achieved in other time past. So, those five types of clairvoyance. Nothing special in Buddhist or Hindu, they can achieve these things. Nothing special some of these powers. So it's nothing special. But more special is the living the life with compassion and so you can see the benefit. You can see the benefit I mentioned before. To each and every single single being, including human being, even the tiniest insect that you see on the machines or on those tiniest insect you see on the wet, humid wood, you see humid, which is humid, humid wood, those tiny, very tiny insects. So really one person could have the great compassion, love, so able to cause happiness to all of them, to each and every single of them, and bring to enlightenment. You see, bring to enlightenment. So that's, and so that's best. So the best way of taking care of oneself, love oneself, is this one. When you practice bodhicitta, when you become selfish, then you become enemy to yourself. With that, you can also achieve enlightenment for yourself, which is all that. Liberation for some time, achieve realizations, then that's the biggest obstacle for you to cause happiness to others. since I brought up the section of karma, I thought to mention this quotation from Bodhisattva, so it might be helpful for some people to treat you, you know, harm you. So you use that, rather using that, get angry, and you know, angry and revenge back, you know, frustrate yourself, make yourself suffer. You know, creating comments with what is mind, you know, having others criticizing. Rather that, then you use that, to achieve enlightenment. You use that yourself to achieve enlightenment and to enlighten all the others. How to do that is when somebody criticizes you or somebody get angry at you, you know, doesn't love you, is angry to you, whatever harm they do to you, the body's mind, so you use that to develop compassion. You see, you use that as that becomes very powerful. Very powerful meditation, very powerful techniques, methods, you see, to develop compassion. So when you do that, then you see become cause to achieve enlightenment. See, you're using that other person's abusing you back, training you, then you see, you're using that to yourself to achieve enlightenment, and yourself to enlighten all something. Liberate number of sentiments from the oceans of samsara suffering and enlighten the number of sentiments. So in other words, you're using the other people giving harm to you, you're using that rather yourself to suffer, you use that to be free from suffering. To be free from samsara. You see, you're using that, you see. So that's very important practice in their daily life. So this way, I think you are able to keep your life always in happiness. my karma persuaded how everything starts. My karma persuaded, therefore I receive this harm. So, Bahan to sentient meaning. So then, you see, Bahan to sentient meaning. Didn't I make that sentient meaning to get lost into the whole of hell? So what he's saying is that so in the first place, my karma, you see, I initiated, harm to the sentient being. So then do that, do the cause, you see, this time I receive harm from the So harming to a sentient being, harming to you, the sentient being, this person creating the karma, in this life, this person presently karma, happen to you, happen to you this sentient, happen to you the sentient being, where it come from? You see, this time, this person is creating, giving a harm, you see. To you, the sentient being, where it come from? Your karma persuaded the being in the past. So you are harmed to the being in the past. So it came from that. So then now what happens? This time, as a result of that, this time the sentient being harmed me. You see? really? That becomes your karma, and that makes the sentient being. Now this person, he or she, is in the human realm, in the human world, you see. Then, if this karma harm me, then I cause that being to disappear from a human being, see, from human realm, and then it get lost, you know, from the human realm, not in the human realm, see, from there, get lost from the human, lost from the human world, you see, into the hole of the hell. So here now, so now, who causes that? Now, who caused this sentient being to be born in hell? You see, who's human being now? Then you see from here, you know, fall down the lower realm, in the hell realm, you see, and suffer. So who is to cause this? It's me, you see. In the first place, I initiate karma harm, you see. So that's how all this happened. So now here, when you think like this, Ashanti Deva, great Indian Pandit, great Bodhisattva, so this sentient being has no choice, has no freedom at all. Has no freedom at all. So, totally overwhelmed by karma. The whole these things initiated by me. See, so now here is the only object of compassion. So this person is only object of your compassion. You see, impossible to be angry, impossible to revenge. No, there's no way to revenge. Impossible to get angry. Only to ask compassion. Is the only object of compassion. See? So it develops, in this way, it develops compassion to the being, to the person. See? So now here, then, when you generate compassion, then you see, that leads you to enlightenment. That, you see, when you generate compassion to the being, to the person, then that, you see, compassion leads you to enlightenment. So each time you purify so many eons of nirkama, lifetime eons of nirkama, defilements, and the collective merits, so each time when you generate compassion, each time you become closer to enlightenment, so that as there are many stories, you know, like that. For example, so many stories, benefits of compassion, you see how you achieve enlightenment quickly, you know? And so, the material Buddha generated compassion much earlier, so much earlier before Shakyamuni Buddha. But Shakyamuni Buddha generated compassion much later, so much later, became Bodhisattva much, much later. But Guru Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened before Maitreya Buddha became enlightened. So what is that cost? Even though Shakyamuni Buddha generated Bodhisattva much, much later, but became enlightened earlier. The Maitreya Buddha generated Bodhisattva much, much earlier, but enlightened after. What's the difference? So what caused that? So when Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, Buddha's past life, Bodhisattva, and the Maitreya Buddha's past life, Bodhisattva, so I think they were from one family. So two brothers, they went to Nepal on the mountain, the Nama Buddha, which is the same mountain, see. When they went there, they saw the one family tiger dying in starvation. So of course, both of them have great compassion. So what happened was, for both of them went back to home, then Buddha, Ashutama Buddha's past life, Bodhisattva alone came back, and so he could not bear, give up his life in his body for the five tiger family who died in starvation. So there's then by taking out by wood or something, by taking out the blood, and then they make them to lick the blood, then you see, you have to eat, and that you give up. So, because of that, because Guru Shakyamuni Buddha said, compassion, you see, is much stronger. So he able to give up his life, sacrifice his life, came back and gave his life to the five tiger family. Is examples like that. So because of that, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's compassion is stronger, so because of that, then he became enlightened much earlier. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened much earlier. If there's no compassion, if you don't practice compassion, there's no enlightenment. See, there's no bodhicitta, all the qualities of the Mahayana path, five paths, ten beginnings, and then also the Tantric path, three stages. Achieving enlightenment in a brief lifetime of this time can't happen. So can't achieve enlightenment without compassion, without general compassion to the same thing. then how long it will take time to achieve enlightenment? The whole question, the whole answer lies how strong compassion, how quickly we generate bodhicitta, the root of compassion, how quickly we generate this realization, and how strong we can generate. So the whole question lies, the whole answer lies here. So how quickly you can become enlightened, and you see, whether you become enlightened or not, how quickly you can become enlightened, all answers there. You see, so, so therefore here in the daily life, in our daily life, when somebody being mean to you, when somebody abuse you or harm you, if you put your mind, say criticize you or whatever. See. the out of anger and out of jealous mind, all, see, with all this, all with all this hatred or negative thoughts. However, so we should use, we should, so this is So you should use, so from our side we should use opportunity to develop compassion. We should take opportunity to develop compassion. Take this opportunity, you see, unbelievable, incredible opportunity to develop compassion, and that means unbelievable, incredible opportunity to achieve enlightenment. To do perfect work. Numbers, helping, hundreds, animals, humans, whatever. To each and every single thing, to every perfect work, to enlighten them. So here you see, when you generate compassion to that person, you see, when you generate compassion, you see, when you use the situation, what the person does to you is develop compassion. So, if you win the lottery, $1 billion, you see, is nothing. If you win by lottery, $1 billion is nothing. See, but here, the benefit, you see, here, by thinking this way, as Saint Dev explained, you're able to use the situation to develop compassion. So here, immediately, all the heavenly karmas required from beginning to the world become disguised and bright, become thinner, you know, get purified. And unpossible merits correctly. Right in that minute, you see. Even closer to enlightenment. So, from that compassion, you are able to achieve enlightenment. Cessation of all the suffering, samsara cause, and you see, full enlightenment. So therefore, full enlightenment. As I mentioned last night, the Buddha, which has scarce qualities, Buddha's holy qualities, which will mind, that you are able to achieve all those qualities. So, from that compassion that is generated to this person, including that you are able to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment. Each and every single sentient being, we are able to bring them in full enlightenment. So what you get from this, advantage, what do you get from this compassion that generated to this person, you know, who's humble? You see, so the winning $1 billion from lottery is nothing, you see. You know, there's nothing to lost. See. So here I want to say this. So this person gives you, see, gives you, the person gives you the opportunity to practice, to, you see, to develop compassion, you see. You know, it's the best gift. This person gives you opportunity to practice compassion, it's the best gift. Best gift. You know, priceless gift. So as I mean, just this one of the reasons. So, and then you see, you know, that then bodhicitta, this person gives you bodhicitta realization, all the mahas path, you know, half part of the temple mission, and then come those times of realization from that, you see, on the basis of bodhicitta, all that. Then the Buddha's, then the, those infinite qualities of Buddha's holy body, what is the mind has, you see, from this. So this person is giving you, this person is giving you, and this person is making you to be fully qualified to be enlightened and to be able to liberate another sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and to enlighten another sentient beings and to enlighten the another sentient beings. So this person is, you see, is helping you with this person's but in compassion, then this person will say, help you to, you to be enlightened and then liberate the number of sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring the number of sentient beings in the full enlightenment. So that's, so here you can see, now here you can see this person is the most precious, most kind one, most precious, most kind one in your life, in your heart, or in your life, most precious, most kind one. So as I mentioned yesterday, the other day, so if you offer to that person, to a tank, you know, sky, this world filled with, not only with gold and diamond and so forth, you see, jewels, not that, but the whole sky filled with gold, diamond, even the most precious one among the material possessions, the wish-fulfilling jewel, the whole sky, limitless sky, filled with wish-fulfilling jewel, you see, wish-fulfilling jewel, even that much you offer, make offering, you present to this person, is nothing. It is nothing. Can't repay the kindness. Can't repay the kindness. It's nothing. Because the wish-granted jewel cannot, even the whole sky filled with wish-granted jewel, even your own that much, you cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. Cannot. And it, even you own that much, you know, which grand jewel, you cannot, just from that you can't achieve, you can't achieve liberation from samsara, just from that, from that you can't achieve enlightenment. But this sentient being, gives you opportunity to practice compassion, and compassion. Then you get all this benefit from this sentient being. The sentient being is giving you all this benefit. You see, up to the to be able to enlighten number of sentient beings. That you're able to enlighten each and every single sentient being. Achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. To free the number of sentient beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them in full enlightenment. Okay? So, therefore, I'm going to have all transmission. I haven't received this when this form of meditation, and this is from the Zhangjia Rupa Dorje, one very high lama from Tibet, Zhangjia Rupa Dorje. I think guru of one of the Qing dynasties. So the Zhangjia Rupa Dorje. So I have received the oral transmission of his collections of teachings. I haven't received yet. So I don't have the oral transmission of this form of meditation. But the short one, very, very short one from the Jung Jata, that's why there's hundreds of such initiations, there's a material there, you know, the channel. So the very short one there, the one is received. last year, I think his children was gave San Jose, one student, Angel One, she requested that was gave in San Jose. So that very short one, the one I said the old transmission, but this one has missed it. The one that we the one that's translated that you can do that. The mantras, the old transmission I have missed it for. After fitting it, but the old transmission mantra for the benefit of all sentiments. So the mantra, I think the name in the book, it says Ammiti Miti Soha. That's right? Ammiti Miti Soha. So that seems, I think maybe I don't know how it happened. I don't know how that happened. The translation of this text, but here, doesn't have that mantra. Om Miti Miti Soha, so Om Miti Mam Soha, is it good? Here. The mantra. Om Miti Mam Soha. Om Miti Mam Soha. Om Mitri Mam Swaha. I noticed that yesterday. So that's when you're doing this in many numbers, you know, like 1,000, like that numbers. So that's the main. This is the main mantra. But here in this text it says Om Mem Mitriya Swaha, so the mem comes before Mitriya. So I think either way is okay. So if you're happy to say Om Mem Mitriya Swaha, if you are happier, Om Mitriya Mem Swaha, it's okay. Whatever makes you happy, you can do that. Om Mem Mitri Soha. So here in this text, Om Mem Mitri Soha. So that's the main mantra when you do introduce it to, to count like 100, like other days, the 1,000, Om Mem Mitri Soha, the old transmission. So now there's another mantra, Om Mati Mati Smiti, Om Mati Mati Smiti Soha. So that one is develop. That's the mantra, Mithya Buddhist mantra, to develop perfect wisdom. perfect wisdom. Om Mati Madhya Smith Swaha. Then Om Om Mihi Mohi. Maybe the problem is Mr. in the text probably. It's Om Om Mohi Mohi Mahamohi Swaha. In other words, the long mantra at the end we recite is Om Mohi Mohi Mahamohi Swaha. The one. So the same. Here it says Mihi. But maybe mistaking the you know, one's original printing. So, Om Mohi Mohi Mahamohi Swaha. So that one is a, if you recite this, then you can offer extensive benefit for sentient beings. If you chant this mantra, you are able to, you know, offer extensive benefit, help to sentient beings. During the retreat, or if you want to do a daily practice, the Mithya Buddha daily meditation practice, you can chant this. Or if you want during the retreat, either individually, so Om Mithya, so Om Mithya Mem Swaha, whichever you recite. So that's the main mantra for recite. Then you can recite liberty, for the great wisdom. Om Matima Smiti Swaha. Then at the end you can recite this, you know, to be able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings. Om Mahima Yamaha Swaha Swaha. So, the meditations, the meditation, so as is mentioned here, that after yourself becoming Mithya Buddha, so that's no question. If you have received the High Tantra initiation, like Allah said, no question. Then if you have received any of the great initiation of the Lord Tantra, you can do that. You can tell yourself Mithya Buddha. But those who haven't received any great initiation, no great initiation you have received. So normally a great initiation is 2 days, 2 days of the first day preparation, that was given kusha glasses to check for them, strings for protections, and traveling sticks to examine and see. And then next day, the actual initiation. Lower Tantra is great initiation of Vas. There's a Vas initiation, then you have the great initiation. Those who haven't received any great initiation, then you see, you don't visualize yourself Mithya Buddha, you know. The here talk about Rebika absorbed to you, you see. Then you become Mithya Buddha, then you send beams from your heart, purify sentient beings, become Mithya Buddha, and the place, purify the places, and then they become the Yigachandran, Mithya Buddha's pure land. generating yourself, Mithya Buddha, that you're not allowed to that. So what you can do is that, what you can do is from the front of Mithya Buddha, nether beams emitted and entered in your body mind, and you see purified of the defilement, the karma, okay? we try to meet. If we have sicknesses, then also we can get sicknesses and spirit harm, and get karma to find out the fortunes. They're all completely gone, purified like that, okay? then also the same thing happened to other sentient beings. Six realms in them was all purified and being emitted from the table into the body mind. They completely illuminated and then purified all these problems, okay? So then while you are focused on that, you know, doing that visualization in the time mantra, didn't think it is zero. Didn't you think at in the half, like one mala, you see, half purification, half receiving qualities, you can do some mala, you know, many purification you do, and then, you know, like one of mala, two mala, three mala, whatever, therefore receive qualities within you and all sentiments. So you think that. And then all the ten days of the Buddha suffers, the blessings of the Holy Body, Holy Spirit mind also receive within you. This is between you and all something, that's also okay. Can do that. The long mantra is called Tamcha, Chambe Tamcha Visung, the mantra promised by Mimitya Buddha. Chambe Tamcha Visung. So that can be started as a group, you see. Anyway, so the idea is at the end, then you recite that long mantra, you know, whatever, you see, number, you see. Can be recited one time, so less, or whatever number, you see. Recite at the end, you know. So when you stop, you know. Then you see, for those who haven't received great initiation, the material Buddha, you see, so you're going to live your, you're going to dedicate your life for other sentient beings, you know, to serve, see, to freedom from the sufferings and bring enlightenment, you know, and for that reason to exercise path, you know, to bodhicitta, great compassion bodhicitta, you know, to exercise path to enlightenment. So you see, this is what I'm going to do, okay? Then that material Buddha was very pleased to you, and then melted, descended on above you, melted in the light, white light. Whatever, a golden light or a white light, higher. Then absorbed the center of the two eyebrows. The center of the two eyebrows, absorbed here. You don't become the material Buddha, but absorbed here, center of the two eyebrows. This is normally how you do. If somebody who haven't, people who haven't received the great initiation, end of the great initiation, then at the end, you see, if you're doing a refuge practice or, you know, see a visual deity, but then at the end, you see, to absorb for absorption, then this is what is advised to do. So then, absorb the two abroad, and think of blessed my body, spirit, mind, like that. So then, who has received initiation, then of course, the Buddha absorbs in you, this when you end the session. Then you generate strong divine pride that I have to become my material Buddha. So mentally very strong, hold one pointedly, place the mind into divine pride that I'm material Buddha, and also clear appearance, the material Buddha. the holy body is in the Buddhist present last Pepsi. So then here it says do very strong intensive dedication by reciting the King of the Prayers, the Buddhist conduct the prayers and then with the Buddhist prayer. I think it should be in English. So the that one can be done in all transmission, maybe. Namo Ranataya, Namo Bhagavata Shikyamani, Dakataya, Radha, Singha, Sambhuta, Dhyata, Oma, Jidya, Jidya, Paranjika, Jindya, Mehdi, Avalika, Dekata, Karama, Samaya, Jidya, Parambara, Mahambodhi, Mehdi, Mehdi, Parambara, Emagama, Samaya, Bodhi, Bodhi, Mahambodhi, Yasoma, Omaya, Maya, Mahamaya, Soma, Nimanamara, Soha,